Hey, today's show is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron sends you gourmet recipes and all the fresh ingredients that you need to make them right at your door. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. And our listeners get their first two meals free. Go to blueapron.com/bonkers. Start cooking incredible meals at home with Blue Apron. Blueapron.com/bonkers. That's B-O-N-K-E-R-S. Actually, I have a fat friend who started doing this, lost a ton of weight, eating super healthy. So do it up. Before we get started, wanted to let you guys know that June is in a brand new series on Netflix called Grace and Frankie. It stars Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Martin Sheen, and Sam Waterston, and June. And she fucking kills it. She's so funny in that show. So definitely check that out. It's on Netflix, Grace and Frankie. Also, check out my new web series called Sheer RL, and it is recreations of MTV's TRL. You can find it on YouTube, on the Buh channel, or just go to my page on YouTube, and you can watch people like Terry Crews play Diddy, Randall Park play Eminem, John Daly play Fred Durst, and Casey Wilson play Celine Dion. I mean, we have a lot of different people doing some pretty great reenactments of MTV's classic TRL. Now, what do you do when you only have two locations, Central Park and a dingy hotel room? You make a movie. We saw Hercules in New York, and you know what that means?
Schwarzenegger, grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while ripping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul in the beautiful June, gonna take you from the groove all the way to the room. Ran the games of Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado, the Birdemic, how we staying alive. They call it in the badass and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice. Cause a bad Jim Varney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made? That's a good look for you.
Hello, people of Earth! And hello, people of New York City! We are live at Irving Plaza. Very excited to do a live show with you.
New York.
Oh my gosh. So exciting. So exciting to be here talking about a quintessential New York film. Joining me tonight to talk about this movie, the one, the only Jason Mantzoukas!
Go fuck yourself, New York! What's up, jerks?
Take that, Zooks. Take that, Zooks.
That better be Zooks and not booze, or I will straight up come out there. I will come out there and I will fuck you up.
Also, join me welcoming my co-host, June Diane Raphael!
You got some Junes. Both their names are perfect for booze. They could be booze or not.
And our very special guest tonight. You know her from Broad City. Please welcome Abby Jacobson.
Oh my God, Abby!
Well, 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 well.
Wow.
How we doing so far, everybody? Good? We haven't even fucking started.
This movie is...
awesome?
Amazing. I'm surprised I never heard of it.
No.
And I want to now watch it at least once or twice a year.
I feel like this is a movie we could do once a year on the show. And still have a lot to talk about.
There's no way we're going to answer all the questions tonight. At all. Are you nervous about that speaker?
No, I don't like that there's a monitor talking to me in front of me.
You're hearing
move
you. Right
I hear me, and I don't like it as
move
much.
Move over this way, Jason.
Oh, can you not hear me?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow. Can you take me down in the monitor? Just me? Even though I love the sound of my own voice. Sorry, everybody. Very distracting.
Okay, so let's just get into it. Abby, your first impression, because when you see the poster and you put on the movie, I want to see like what everyone thought in the first couple of minutes.
That's a great idea.
Of it. Yeah.
I was surprised that he like kept acting after the movie. This was like introducing, and wait, wasn't it Arnold Strong?
Yes.
So I'm like, this was like introducing Arnold Strong, and then he blew up after this.
Arnold
so I was also, like, where's it gonna be? The big, you know.
Also, Arnold Stang.
Arnold Stang and Arnold Strong together.
Wait, is
Arnold Stang is the guy, Pretzi.
I literally was like, does he go by two names?
I thought the same thing.
Wait, Pretzi gets a co-billing with Arnold?
Well, first of all,
you guys, what I thought was that Arnold Strong was the stage name Arnold Schwarzenegger had like chosen, or he had chosen a name for himself, which was Arnold Strong. And then he had also chosen a stage name, which was Arnold Stang.
Okay, so
both were being
you thought killed. Both of those names, just to be clear.
We're getting
in straight out of the gate. Thrilled. You thought both of them were his name, one his credit and one his character name, or both pseudonyms that he was going.
I thought they were both pseudonyms.
I did as well. So we are 100% in agreement.
I do know a couple facts. Producers thought that Schwarzenegger was an impossible name for anyone to get, so they billed it as Arnold Strong. Wow. And Arnold Stang is a very famous actor of the 60s. Yeah, the 60s and 70s.
I disagree.
Yes, he is.
I respectfully disagree.
Whenever we want to talk about Pretzi's apartment in New York, I'm ready. Let's table it, but I'm ready.
I will talk about Pretzi's apartment.
It doesn't need to be now.
I will talk about his job selling pretzels on the docks.
In a basket.
In a basket.
I wondered if that's how pretzels were originally sold.
They're also like on a shish kebab of pretzels.
Pretzi's character appears to be from the teens.
Yes.
I think his character jumped, like...
He's a newsie.
Hercules
that's
came
right.
from Mount Olympus. He came from the teens. Like, it was... Everything about him was, like, from a different era entirely. The era he was famous in, the 20s.
Should we just jump to Pretzi? Because I do have some facts. Or should we maybe just... Because I do also want to... Well, fuck it. Let's jump to Pretzi.
Oh, fuck it.
Here we go. I want to show you this. This is a picture of Pretzi. Now, you obviously can't see it because you're listening to this, but look on his hand. He's got a wedding ring on.
Wow. Wait, So
Pretzi is straight up married.
No. Paul, I disagree. I disagree. He is a widower.
I buy that.
Okay? No, deal with it. Pretzi's wife died. And it's your fault.
Although he might have poisoned her.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I would do like a whole movie about Pretzi. And he's like
and
a fucking...
Like, how much money do you think Pretzi's pulling in a day? Like, just a day. Like, what's...
Just a day?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, $17 in wooden nickels?
In the teens. Like, it's also in the teens.
There was a moment where they drove from some dock to Central Park for
$2. $2.
And he couldn't pay for it.
Nope. He has no money.
And they were so mean to this cab driver.
They treat the cab driver.
Give him the fucking $2.
Yeah. He only did his job.
Yes.
Drive them from place to place. And then... did them the disservice of asking for his payment.
Well, and by the way, that's the whole beginning of the movie to me, which is just like Hercules causing trouble in New York for people who are like just trying to do their job.
Yes.
I wrote down, I said,
yes.
Hercules is like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You give me safe passage on your boat, Fuck you.
Well, I wrote down, Hercules is a straight up villain.
Yes.
He is not a likable character. He fights with reckless abandon.
Yes.
And he's real cocky. It's not like, oh, I didn't understand. It's like, oh, we told him to work, and I did not want to work. It's like, it wasn't like, I didn't understand.
But
like,
but
he always
way,
understood.
But here's the really weird thing about Herc.
Herc?
Wait, are we already going Herc? Okay.
He wants to leave Mount Olympus.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm correct.
Central Park, you mean?
He wants to leave Mount Olympus because he wants to live the life of a mortal and find adventure and fun.
Correct.
And something different.
Yep.
When he arrives, he behaves as though he's still on Mount Olympus and can't understand why people aren't behaving as they would on Mount Olympus.
Well,
even
yes.
though he's set
but
off
I was
to
curious.
Go to a different land.
He does not attempt ever to be undercover.
No, but
like, he's
yeah.
like,
but
I'm from Mount Olympus and my father is Zeus. Hi.
But it almost appears as though he was transported there. He chose to be there.
Well, I think he thinks, I'm not sure, I don't want to speak for Herc.
don't.
But I think he thinks when he arrives, he will be worshipped as the god that he is. And at some point, somebody has to tell him, oh no, we don't worship the old gods anymore. Or what? Like, there's a part where people are like, what are you talking about? Like, that you are that Hercules. And I think, because they keep telling us that Hercules is insolent and he is a boor, and he's like, that's their criticism against him. The problem is, Schwarzenegger can't perform any of those emotions.
Sure.
So even though his lines are like, I want to do this even though I don't want you to tell me what to do, father, whatever. That's my Schwarzenegger, that's as good as it gets. No, you don't have to. It's not very good. It is not flawless. I disagree. But he's meant to be like an absolute brat, and that this is going to humble him, but it doesn't really.
But it's weird. It's weird because he also gets into situations right away that are bizarre. He gets on that boat. He's picked up by just a bunch of sailors, and they're like...
Seamen.
And they're... The seamen pick him up, and they immediately
just
are like...
Just a bunch of seamen.
And so we're not going to talk about the airplane.
Yeah,
we're
going
to... Oh, we got to talk about the airplane.
We got to talk about this plane, bro.
I mean, the real bookend, that ties the whole movie together is the two airplane incidents.
Oh, yeah. It's all about plane travel.
Yeah.
The movie is a metaphor for plane travel.
Right.
Well, and it is really interesting, like, how the gods decide to arrive, because some of them just, I guess, fall out of the sky, and then others seem to... And some of them fall out of the sky.
I'm playing the moment of him waving to the woman, waving to a woman who is in an airplane. He's very polite to her, very cute, almost like baby wave.
If you told me that this was Pretzi in a wig, I would believe you. As far as I'm concerned, the woman who sees Arnold out the window is from the same era of acting as Pretzi.
Well, let me just say
both
that I
think... Both of them are Don Knotts light.
If I was a director of this movie...
Which you could be.
I could have. I would give three directions. Bigger.
Yep.
Fight. And hands.
Yes.
Because at any given point, it's like, ah! Poof! Ah! That's about it. Those are the three emotions.
Well,
and
here's what's...
This woman does them all.
But what's even stranger is the flight attendant is called over by her friend, one of her best gal pals. And the flight attendant walks over and immediately starts putting oxygen on
yes.
Feather Hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Immediately. Doesn't ask a question.
It's just
by the
like,
way, they take it down
they
so casually.
It's like as if there's a button that just releases all the oxygen masks for just that seat.
I've been on an airplane numerous times. I've never seen them go, oh yeah, you need the oxygen. We're gonna
for
get that
anxiety.
Seat. Yeah. So he is shot down by Zeus. And he lands in the middle of the sea. He's picked up by, like, I think L. Ron Hubbard. Or a man who looks like L. Ron Hubbard.
You think it's Sea Org?
I think it was a Sea Org.
Yet another movie with a Scientology underlying message.
And he's picked up by these seamen, and they go, well, we need to get you, like, a class. Like, you're going to now work for us. And then they seemingly don't want to let him ever go. And I don't know if that's a rule of the sea, that if you find someone in the sea, you get to enslave them forever.
I think
because
it
like,
might
where are you going? You can't leave us. Yes, you can. You found him in the ocean.
Maybe they're worried about mutiny and stuff.
Well, wait.
I don't know sea rules. I don't know them.
He saw something on the boat.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
That's what I'm saying. He was a privy to a lot of deep Scientology stuff. They can't let him go.
They can't let him go. They have to be like, no, you have to stay here. But I felt like that was like the rules of the sea. Now that he has to obey the captain. Because they're basically like, you can't leave until the captain tells you. And he's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And he walks off like he's like... in with like a sweater around his shoulder and a jaunty cap. Like,
by the way, is the, my favorite look for him.
It's basically, is it Toms of Finland? What's it called? What is it? Toms of Finland. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Look it up. That's exactly what he's dressed like.
I said he became a dandy very quickly, like from shirtless and just running around. Like, oh, I'll wear a layering. He started layering.
I realized when I saw him in that wardrobe that I think it's the best he's ever looked. And here's why. He's so big and there's so many muscles.
Yeah.
That actually making him more feminine, to me, made him sexier.
Yep. Makes it work.
I had a big journey throughout this movie.
Please tell
really
us.
Really questioning my thoughts on Arnold Schwarzenegger's attractiveness. And it was never there before.
Never,
and there were moments in this movie where I was like, maybe? Yeah. You know?
Interesting.
I was like, I think I paused and rewound a couple times to figure it out. And it was like there was a new part or an old part.
So yeah.
It was an old-timey part.
He has a very, very small waist, which I never noticed before.
Sure.
Not necessarily an attractive thing, but I don't know. I noticed it.
He has a delicate,
I clocked it, you know?
Waist.
Yeah. Well, he's a beautiful man.
I mean, sorry. What? I'm just going to need you to repeat that.
He is. I mean,
he's a beautiful man. Arnold Schwarzenegger. "Quote unquote" is a beautiful man, June Diane Raphael.
Like beautiful skin,
beautiful skin.
I'm gonna say this is the. I'm gonna go agree with them and say this is the best he's ever looked.
Thank you.
He has, right?
And you really got to see a little bit of vulnerability. Every time he does this or this, I was like, he's insecure.
You know what it is? He is.
There's and I like that in a guy sometimes.
I agree. There's something about him where it's like, I actually feel like I saw him.
What?
I am there with you
talking about?
I will say,
this is a Tommy Wiseau level performance. Watching this movie made me think, in 10 years, Tommy Wiseau might be the biggest actor of all time. Because Schwarzenegger traversed that range from absolutely horrid in this movie to unbelievably successful.
First of all, Jason, I think you're mad because obviously this is a movie close to you with your Greek culture.
Guys, how dare he? How dare he?
Yeah, here.
You want to
betray? Here we go.
Dare he? You how dare they bring in this monster from Austria to perform as Hercules? One of the, oh God, one of my gods.
I will say to go with Abby and June, like there was a moment, clearly a mistake, when he's on his date and he's walking with her into a lake.
So good. And
he trips. And you could tell it was an Arnold accident, not a Herc accident. He's like, and he just kind of slaps his head like, oh, I'm a big dummy.
I feel like he tripped on like a wire they were using to film the movie.
And he was just sort of like, meh. And I felt like, I was like, oh, I like him. He seems like a very sweet guy.
I think it's that he's not performing the idea of Arnold here.
No, there is no idea of Arnold yet.
There isn't. And so what you're getting is this, and it's not great, but you're seeing fleeting glimpses
of
like...
it's really not great.
Like this young man who's trying to do this thing. And
well,
you know.
here's the thing. He was 22 years old. He got the job because his agent told the producer he has lots of stage experience on like the bodybuilding stage. That's what he said.
So Pumping Iron had not happened yet?
It's 69, so I think Pumping Iron is later.
Yeah, I think so too.
And he bulks up for Pumping Iron. This is when he was at his smallest at this age. But I will show you this. Clearly, some people did not think that he could handle the lead of a movie, and they dubbed him. So we, I think, all saw the Arnold version, but when this movie was released, this is the version that you saw. I'm going to play dubbed and not dubbed. Here we go. Okay, here we are.
Pretty! Right? 1930.
Dying in the psychiatry, I'm in love with him. I think Heavy is attracted too.
No kidding. It just shows you how desperate some women could be.
Diana and Terpsichore were in love with him. I think Hebe was attracted too.
No kidding. It just shows you how desperate some women could be.
How awesome would it be if Pretzi was also dubbed?
By Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger's line readings are tragic. There is, they are so monotone, and like that, it's bananas. Watching him struggle through some of these lines was heartbreaking to me. Meanwhile, Pretzi is almost, in reaction to him, trying to imbue every scene with so much energy and life that it comes off as if he's a, don't do that, as if he's a marionette. That, like, a Howdy Doody puppet that someone is, like, doing this with.
The director said that because they had such a low budget that they relied on Pretzi's reactions to sell everything.
There you go.
Because there are feats that happen when they get to Central Park. So they can't show you him, like, pole vaulting because he's not going to pole vault. So they had to cut to Pretzi's face going, the closest you can get to eyes popping out and the tongue going, like, he is working.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask a question about the Central Park scene?
Yeah.
Was the U.S. Olympic team practicing
about
on, like, a softball field in Central Park?
Yep.
Okay, I believe it was.
Are they affiliated with like Fordham? Why?
Well, it was also labeled as a college team. Yeah, they were all wearing USA Olympic outfits, and they were just doing traditional Greek like discus,
javelin,
pole vault, javelin,
long jump. Arnold couldn't even long jump.
By the way, the guy in the movie couldn't even long jump.
That was it was like a shortstop.
It was long jump. Why was the professor there watching? That's pretty creepy.
He's just like, guy.
Look at these boys working out. Ooh.
Well, the professor oddly is obsessed with Schwarzenegger. There's no reason. Yeah. There's no reason why that professor would be like, I'm taken with him. He's a real Bruce.
Who here thought he was going to try and recruit Schwarzenegger
That's
for the team?
That's the whole idea,
Nope. Not doesn't try and recruit him. Just wants to, like, get to know him a little better.
I thought come over for tea. This is what's strange. What they set up, the first shot of the professor and his daughter on the on the bleachers of Central Park, they were talking about how her boyfriend
who's
on the team is doing really well but isn't paying attention to her.
Yes.
So it seemed as though, I guess, we were to understand that the professor wanted Arnold as a potential mate for his daughter?
Unclear, because later in the movie, the boyfriend is there with the daughter. What are you?
You guys are really getting it. Someone said it.
You nailed that plot analysis. Relax.
You guys, when they're at the Save the Cat conventions, these guys go crazy.
All is lost. All hope is lost.
Fun and games. I loved it.
But later, they're in the house, and the boyfriend is there, and they're talking about Hercules like he's all of their best friend. And the boyfriend is still there in the picture, even though I'm pretty sure we've seen Hercules on 10,000 dates with the girl.
But by the way, the first time Hercules like flirts with her, it's aggressive.
It's like,
he's like in, and
he also says,
and you go like, that's Schwarzenegger flirting. Like,
oh yeah,
that's, I actually have that
scene.
I didn't
mind it.
He also
says he is your lover.
By the way, I'm gonna say I like this actress. I thought she was good.
I enjoyed her.
Guys, she was insane.
What are you talking about? What?
What do you mean?
Why, Jude?
What do you mean? Insane how?
I thought she would, honestly, at one point I thought, she's mentally ill.
I'm not.
The
when they were in the carriage, And he was not... Wait, did I dream that he fights a bear?
No, he fights a bear.
No,
he's fighting the bear, and she's watching. Yeah. And she, in the middle of it, she just like kind of falls asleep.
She screams.
This woman is not well.
No.
She is not a well person.
Well, she's got two relationships happening at the same time, as well as a very unhealthy relationship with her father.
Well, and guys, at certain points in the movie, she just flat out says to Arnold, "Were you dropped on your head as a baby?"
Oh, well, because she can only so many times say, "Oh, you're always joking."
Well, every time he says... These are educated people. So after, because again, he's not hiding it. He's like, I am Hercules,
yep.
Son of Zeus. Even the least learned of us all would go, that's odd. Those are Greek gods. Like, it's not like deep. It's not like, oh, they're really picking an odd one. Like, I don't know who Samson's father is. You know, it's like, this is Zeus. This is the main one. And they have to really be dumb to it. Here's the flirt scene. Here we go.
Is anything wrong?
What could be wrong?
It's just that you're looking at me so strangely. I feel my hair may be out of place or something of the sort.
Everything's perfect. Everything is in its place. You just remind me of someone.
Oh, really? Someone you know?
A goddess.
A goddess? I remind you of a goddess?
What?
And again, cut to Pretzi to underline that it's awkward.
Pretzi?
Pretzi should have just ripped off his collars every time. Lost the collar, a new shirt.
If Pretzi had turned into an animated character in the middle of the movie, I wouldn't have noticed. I would have been like, yep, this makes sense. And like an animated, like an animal. I would have been like, cool.
You know that Arnold Stang is like, motherfucker, Don Knotts gets all my shit.
I should have been Mr.
Killed
Limpin.
In that role. Three's Company, I would have been great.
The thing that's strange about the movie, and this is sort of an overall reaction, is that you would think they would take Hercules and put him in a situation in the real world that was uncomfortable for him. Like, taking care of small children or something that Hercules, as we know, I guess that is Kindergarten Cop.
Yep.
But it's just so strange. He's got this crazy strength in, you know, as in a god. And then he's got
making front page news as a wrestler.
And then he's a wrestler and he's on the U.S. Olympic team. It's like, yeah, these are all the things he can do. There's nothing
interesting about watching that journey. Make him teach a college course about Greek mythology. Like,
hey, you know
so much about it. Like, why don't we love your first person perspective?
How about the fact that Pretzi just straight up steals the professor's book about Greek mythology? He's like, what's this? Okay, shove. He has such a Depression era mentality that he's like, what's yours is mine. Who cares? I found it.
What?
I'm Pretzi. I don't care. I'm a scamp. I'm a street rat. I'm a river person. Who knows?
Beautiful, like Woody Allen apartment in New York.
Wait. Here's the thing.
It's like a classic.
I want to talk about this apartment, but I want to just go to one of the things of the awkward flirting. We just saw that scene, and he says, like, you remind me of a goddess, and everyone freaks out, like, hey, you can't talk to a broad like that.
Yeah.
Well, he's only complimenting her,
and then
the boyfriend is like, hey, don't talk to my lady like that. It's like, really aggressive, and then it's only being polite.
They fight
in the living room, yeah.
In the living room, which amounts to the boyfriend getting on Herc's shoulders, and that's it. That's the fight. Break it up. And like, it's just like...
Okay, now to the apartment. Time for me to blow your mind. It's not an apartment, it's a hotel room.
Pretzi lives in a hotel?
What?
Pretzi in like a flop house?
Pretzi is squatting with Hercules because he says to him, he goes, we gotta make some money with all the bills you're racking up here at the hotel.
Oh.
And then Pretzi's always there. So Pretzi's homeless.
Wait. No. Time out. When Pretzi goes at the end of the movie and listens to the radio.
That's still in the hotel.
That's the hotel?
But it looks
so
like
he's going to be
thrown
out of there.
I'm going to try to pull it up.
I don't know.
Because it has a kitchenette.
I don't know about that. That's crazy.
I wrote it down because I knew it was too crazy.
I could see if I can find the exact line, but I was like, it's a hotel. It is.
There what? Because that what it is? Because that dildo's the expert.
That's all I need. All I need is one person to agree with me. Yeah.
I would have loved to see.
Fuck you.
I would have loved to see like them. You know, all of a sudden, Hercules has like a whole wardrobe. Of human clothes. I would have loved to see that.
That's a
great scene.
A little montage.
That's a great scene.
Right? I wrote down that like...
He has a camera. Yep. He has a lot of things.
Cannot afford any of those locations.
They had three locations. That hotel room at Central Park, which was used a lot.
Because I agree.
The entire city of New York on the street, right?
It would have taken nothing short of 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks for tailors to custom make all of the clothes he wears in this
movie. I was like, he got his same outfits, right? The same way the Gremlins get outfits in Gremlins 2. All of a sudden, they're like in Pageboy costumes. Like, where are these Gremlins shopping? I guess at the same place that Arnold Schwarzenegger gets his clothes. Because it's like it's instantaneous. He's a gigantic man. Those sailors did not have a perfect sweater
for him. Paul, I'm about to blow your mind.
Fit him just fine.
I grew up as the son of a family of Gremlins clothes makers.
I know we talk about clothes a lot, but I'm going to tell you about a new place that is going to blow your mind, okay? Because shopping for clothes is a nightmare, and Jack Threads is a stress-free clothes shopping experience where you don't have to deal with the hassle of crowds and malls, all right? Here's the advantage of Jack Threads. Curated selection, all right? Brands that you've heard of, brands that you want to hear about, and exclusive collaborations that you can't find anywhere else, all right? They have the right clothes for the right season at a great value, okay? Jack Threads knows what it means to be cool and stylish, but isn't intimidating or elitist or even really super expensive, okay? You can find cool stuff on there and still keep some cash in your wallet. I've bought stuff there, bought a nice jacket, bought a hat. It's awesome. And they have stuff that you actually think will look good on you. Okay. You get 20% off if you visit jackthreads.com/bonkers. You enter that coupon code bonkers, B-O-N-K-E-R at checkout. And we're talking 20% off out the gate. All right. This is on top of the already great prices. All right. So it is jackthreads.com/bonkers. Use bonkers at checkout and you're getting 20% off. Okay. So do it now because it's going to run out. It is going to run out. So here's the deal. You want to look good. You want to look stylish. You want to get the coolest shit out there. Go to jackthreads.com/bonkers. Enter the coupon code bonkers at checkout. And you are going to look so damn good. All right. Do it. Okay. Here's the deal. Admit it. Cooking sounds like so much fun, but it's actually a pain in the ass. You're tired after a long day at work, you gotta go to the supermarket, you gotta find the right thing, you buy a big thing of cinnamon or cardamom, but you only need like a pinch. It's a pain in the ass. The idea of it is so much better, and this is where Blue Apron comes in. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron sends you fresh ingredients, perfectly proportioned, so it makes cooking healthy meals really easy and fun, okay? It's perfect for a date night, cooking with friends, and they even offer family plans with kid-friendly ingredients so the whole family can eat well and have fun while preparing their meals together. Each balanced meal is between 500 and 700 calories per serving, and it's tasty. It's actually good. Like I said, I have a fat friend who did this. He looks great now all because of Blue Apron. Plus, they work around your schedule and dietary preferences, and Blue Apron's experts only source the best seasonal ingredients for incredible meals like Indian chicken thighs with sugar snap peas, fingerlings, and pea tips, beluga lentil salad with asparagus, egg, piave, French breakfast radish. Look at that. You're cooking amazing meals. Who knew you could cook Indian chicken thighs or beluga lentil salads? You are going to be the best date or the best dad or just the best single guy you know. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals for free on me. That's right. I'm going to pay for your first two meals. Go to blueapron.com/bonkers. That's right. My treat. First two meals on me. Go to blueapron.com/bonkers.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you guys about this. Again, going back to that awkward flirting scene, the professor goes, "We would like to invite you out for some tea."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Oh, I don't do I don't do drugs." Wait, is that a drug term? Is that ever been a
drug? What drug is tea?
No one's ever asked me to sit down and drink tea.
Like, is it like tea leaves? Oh, it's a 60s term.
For what? Tie stick? For marijuana? Really?
I mean, people really.
The T is silent?
E?
I don't mind saying you guys are the worst.
What do you think, or I guess, when was the moment for Pretzi when he decided to really take Arnold on?
I know it.
Oh, wow.
I want to come back to this moment because I was really confused about this fight with this plank. And, oh, yeah. And how
on the docks.
Difficult.
You're on the docks.
Around yep. the docks. Because
yep.
Hercules, should have been a lot easier. Or some, it was confusing. But then there's a moment where Pretzi goes back for his hat. For Hercules' hat.
And sweater.
And sweater. And he's like, I got it. Yeah. And he was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wow.
I think he saw his moment yep. where he could be the little dog that yep. runs around the big dog and is like, hey, what do you need? Hey, boss. Hey, hey, what do you need? What, how can I help? Hey, how can I help, boss?
Well,
hey,
by
what
the
do you
way,
need?
Pretzi is like a downright, like an Arthur Miller character. We'll get yes. into his end monologue. Uh-huh. But even when yeah. he's like being harassed by the wrestling guys, he's like drinking. Like he's yeah. in a Eugene O'Neill play on the side. That's
no, no, you're
way
right.
darker.
Pretzi
so
lives.
What do you think Pretzi gets from her?
Companionship.
Like value. Life worth living.
Yeah.
What if
yeah,
what if
he's needed?
Like, what if like he opened up a needed. Locket to look at a picture of his dead wife and it was just Schwarzenegger in a wig?
Yeah.
And that was the reason he's like,
what if you know what would have been amazing? If the whole movie ended with you realizing Hercules never existed. It was all a projection of Pretzi. Oh, wow. It was a Tyler
was
Durden
like
situation. And then every other person had only been reacting to Pretzi and had been like, what are you talking about? Who's Hercules? But you hadn't seen any of that. And it was all just Pretzi.
Just a homeless man sleeping on a book of Greek mythology and yep. it just kind of seeped in.
It is widely known that Fight Club is based on this movie.
No spoilers on Fight Club, Jason.
Oh, sorry. Brad Pitt and his imaginary character at the end of that movie. And at the end of The Prestige, twin brothers. Spoilers for those movies.
The one thing that I think the movie does a great job of is letting you know that he's Hercules. And here
Paul,
is a...
Paul, yeah. can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Who does the best job letting you know that he's Hercules?
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Hercules does a great job. And I'm going to play you right now a mashup of Hercules saying Hercules. Here we go. These are all the times he says it.
Hercules, 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 Hercules,
Hercules, Hercules,
Hercules, Hercules,
Hercules, Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules.
You know what's amazing? What I love about that is how many times he says his own name numerous times in the same scene. Which, when it's put together like that, you're like, oh, wow, in that one scene, he says it four times.
He's like a sports star who refers to himself in the first person. There's so much to talk about.
We haven't talked about Mount Olympus at all.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
It's a backyard of a house.
The most unimpressive Mount Olympus, to a point where they use fog to an effect of, like, I guess, like, that will make it seem bigger. Like, the camera pushes through intense fog. But Mount Olympus has nothing on the planet of Pluto, which is just a gate and more
oh, yeah.
fog.
A gate, fog, and wait, and the guy who plays Pluto
yeah.
is insane. That is a portrayal that is next level, like, crazy.
He's amazing, and he says a great line in the movie, like, I hate the Earth. And
oh,
then
yeah.
all of a sudden you hear, honk, honk. Like, literally a cab. Like, they are shooting on the street. They did not. There's a lot of horn honking in Mount Olympus.
Yeah.
But the one M. Pluto, you hear, honk, honk. And Mount Olympus seems to maybe have four people in it
yeah.
at any given time.
Oh, yeah. And they're all, I feel like the stuff, the Mount Olympus stuff felt like almost Zardoz-y to me.
Very much
you know,
so.
Like in that way of just like, people dressed up in nonsense standing around like a lawn, and we're meant to believe, we're meant to like be transported to like this is Mount Olympus. Like this is like the most amazing, like the home of the gods.
I get why Herc wants to leave. I'm like, this is boring.
I do too. And I think that's the one thing that they were successful in is, and they did this in Zardoz, but there's this something about being immortal that leaves everybody with just like
apathy
and this weight, and there is nothing happening.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
The gods are bored.
Well, I was thinking, like, we know Greek mythology, and I guess there's an end point to it, but I guess like it's like a TV show that's been canceled. It's still going on for them. They're still having adventures, but we don't know it anymore. Like, yeah,
we're not
show is
up.
Canceled.
We're
we had a great thing with Medusa.
With, yeah. We're not
that
keeping up
cool.
with their stories.
Yeah. Like their stories are just
but
just
here's
non-existent.
What's weird. Do they think that people, that mortals, believe in them anymore?
That's what I don't know.
Don't know.
Such a good question. I mean, I still do. You know,
of
my family.
Course.
My family
course.
Raised me. My yeah. family, right back there. Everybody, wave to my family. raised me to believe in the old gods. We would slaughter a lamb and offer it up as a, offer its thigh up to Zeus. I love that Mercury arrived in a helicopter, and I love that Pluto arrived via subway underground in hell.
But how did he appear in the helicopter? Because Zeus, I mean, Hercules was like shot out,
yeah,
like and fell into the water. So did he just like get shot into a helicopter or grab onto?
Who knows?
The guy seemed to be checking off names, yeah. And then another guy, and he's like, "Who's that guy?"
Yeah,
yeah.
Right? Because you can fit. So I don't know. That was.
I guess he wasn't on the roster,
yeah.
But that was a real like kind of shit way to enter. I mean, it's so like, and again, no one does anything about it. Like, well, that guy didn't exist.
There were so many scenes that were utterly pointless.
Yeah.
Just, I feel like almost as if to fill time. You know what I mean? Like, why did we need any of that scene with Mercury arriving via helicopter? Didn't need it.
No. He could have just popped up into the hotel
because
room.
Guess what? He flies away outside the window when he's done. When he's done, he literally jumps out the window of the hotel/apartment. And he flies away, and Pretzi almost loses his mind. This is where Pretzi turns into like a Don Knotts cartoon character who's like, I gotta have a drink. And it's really Pretzi, guys. Pretzi is on thin ice mentally.
By the way, it doesn't seem like Pretzi's working anymore either.
You could argue that this entire movie, yeah, because he does it.
No, but Pretzi is working as Hercules' manager.
I got worried in that moment. Because I was like, no one believes him.
Yeah.
No one's going to believe him.
And no one's ever going to believe him because he ends the movie talking to a fucking radio. It has broken him. He is done. Dunzo. Pretzi, dunzo. He should have killed himself. At the end of this movie, Pretzi should have killed himself.
We should watch his end monologue. This is, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because this end monologue, I really did feel, I was like, whoa. What's going on here? I feel like they were like, hey, just, you got to do the scenes with Arnold, but we're going to give you some real moments
something juicy.
To sink your teeth into. Like,
is this yeah. the radio?
Yeah.
This is the radio into okay. his, lament yes. into the radio.
Okay.
Is that
the radio, what's interesting is, in the radio, when he talks to Zeus through, not Zeus, Herc through the radio, it's in the, even the Arnold version, it's the dubbed British man's voice.
Yes.
Which means Arnold never recorded those lines ever. They didn't have him, they couldn't get him, so they just kept the British guy's lines in. So when Zeus speaks, I'm not Zeus, sorry, Hercules speaks to Pretzi, it is the British guy, which I found utterly perplexing.
Hold on one second. This is the great technical difficulty.
See, I thought that was a choice, that it wasn't...
That it was like
it was
a beautiful
like,
British man's voice?
Like he was gone. Well, I thought it was Pretzi kind of imagining that it was Herc, even though it wasn't Herc's real voice.
Oh, wow. Really?
Well, yeah, because we've heard Herc the entire
time. Yeah.
Why
if,
would there all of a sudden be a different
voice? What if Arnold
voice?
Was like, said to the director, hey, we got another hour before we have to wrap. I'd like to just do this thing. And he just improvises all off the top of his head. Because I do feel... Like, he was like, my character needs closure. I need to go forward.
Fritzy?
Yeah.
Fritzy. You mean? Yeah.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. Hercules should have fucking taken Pretzi with him.
Or said goodbye.
Or said, yes.
Said goodbye.
Or said what goodbye.
Thank you. Here's a bag of riches and gold for taking me in.
I don't disagree with you, Paul.
It's everlasting and life.
I won't say that that Hercules is a villain, but he is a not thoughtful jerk.
Why doesn't he like bring down one of the goddesses from Mount Olympus and go, hey, you know, you're a lonely guy. Why don't you have...
I don't know about that.
And all the goddesses are sluts? Hey, bro.
I'm saying if they were willing.
Yeah.
If they were willing to meet a hardworking man who hangs out at the docks and will...
Hey, Athena, you gotta go fuck my friend Pretzi.
That's horrible.
You dirty bitch. No?
Terrible.
Oh, fine. Oh, I gotta find one of these dumb bitches. Fuck my friend Pretzi. I own all of you.
Guys, I don't think Greek goddesses are sluts. Besides this one.
Harold, will you just please blow Pretzi?
The only scary looking goddess.
She was like, I don't have many lines. Give me eyeshadow. Okay. And she came out of hair and makeup, and they were like, wait, no, we don't have enough time. Fine.
She kind of looks like Poison Ivy in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Just looking at this shot right now, that's not a hotel room.
It's a hotel room.
This is...
We're
going to watch the last scene of the movie.
We are, and I think we can go back and talk about other stuff, but I feel like we're so in a Pretzi wormhole right now.
I agree.
Strongest guy in the world. Trying up, but a nothing like me.
Who is he talking to?
Well, he really made me feel like something. A half pint like me. I ain't never gonna forget him. Never.
Don't grieve, my friend. In the memory of Lisa, separation may have a quiet happiness all its own.
Herc?
We are friends, you and I. And nothing can take that from us.
Herc! Well, Herc, where are you, Herc? And what are you doing on my radio? Herc, it's me! It's Pretzi!
He knows it's Pretzi. He's talking to him through the radio. Why does he have to let him know?
I mean, would you be surprised if that scene ended with him putting a gun in his mouth? I wouldn't.
By the way, that's kind of a beautiful scene, right?
It's beautiful.
Half pint like me.
Will you go back?
It's like
will you
a
click
rascal.
On it? Will you open it up? Can we watch the first couple of seconds of this again?
Yeah.
A half pint like me. I can't believe the strongest guy in the world, blah, blah, blah. And now just imagine... that it's being played by, this character is being played by a turtle. Okay? Now just watch. It's a turtle.
Strongest guy in the world. Trying up, but a nothing like me. Imagine. Well, he really made me feel like something.
Yeah, a fucking turtle.
He is wearing tortoiseshell glasses.
I also like, he's like, okay, I'm gonna do the scene. And he's like, okay, what's my eye line? And they're like, oh, the camera's over there, so your eye line is on the floor over here. He's the whole shot, he's looking down and off.
Well, I think.
A half pint like me.
I think the geography of the apartment is that
hotel.
The bed,
hotel,
oh, the hotel,
hotel
sorry.
Hotel.
Damn it. That he's looking at the bed. That's where Hercules slept on the bed, and he's like,
really? Oh, wow. Okay, maybe.
I don't know, because I will throw this out. Watching it now, when he's talking to the radio and saying, it's me, are you in there, or whatever he says, it seems as though he might think Hercules is in there. Like, is in there.
Well, he says, what are you doing in my radio?
My radio.
That is a line in the movie.
Like,
which would lead you to believe that Pretzi believes Herc is in the radio.
Yes.
Which, again, just bolsters my opinion that this is a harrowing tale of mental illness.
I don't want to pimp you out here at all, but I just saw for a moment, like, you look sad when you watch that monologue.
Well, it's devastating. It is. I don't like when characters have no dignity. I don't. And so when he says a half pint like me, it's like, oh, it's so sad. It's very
maybe
sad.
Maybe these dock workers were beating him up, and he was. That's maybe why he got into it.
It like, definitely
they
felt
beat up
like,
the pretzel man.
He definitely felt like he needed this friendship. Like, there, this, for Pretzi, this movie is really about Pretzi. Pretzi has the most interesting arc of the movie. You know?
The only arc,
Hercules,
arguably.
Hercules just does a series of nonsensical things.
Not even the Herculean tasks. Didn't Hercules have, like, tasks?
The one that he did do is fight a bear.
Well, because even when Hercules...
A bear wearing sneakers, look closely.
I love when he's fighting the bear, and the woman, that the girl that he's on the date with, the daughter of the professor, goes, beat him up! It's a fucking bear, you bitch.
It's a bear.
I love that. Beat him up. It's a bear. Run away, is what you yell.
I love that the zookeeper or the police had the wherewithal to be like, bear is loose. And this one's known to be surly and dangerous. Not like the other grizzly bears who are polite.
Was it
and
the
kind.
Docile and safe one? Nope.
Surly. Wait, why was a bear loose? Why was a bear loose?
He just broke out.
Oh, he just broke out of the zoo. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, Central Park Zoo. Yeah. Central Park Zoo used to be real loosey-goosey. Yeah.
Jeez.
By the way, Central Park looks like shit in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they drive cars all over, like, the Great Lawn and ripping it up.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, this is an era where New York was, like, in the fucking toilet. You know, this is just a couple of years away from, like, Son of Sam, like, that era of New York where everything is super bleak and difficult. Not like the beautiful city that you all live in now. Hooray! We did it!
Do we want to talk a little bit? I mean, I want to get into the chariot chase, but I also want to just talk about the wrestling aspect of this movie.
Sure.
Because...
And the mobsters?
Oh.
Yeah!
The mobsters. So, yeah. The movie was done in 1969, and wrestling could make front page news. I mean, the newspaper spins, blah, 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 strongest man, wrestler. And then they clearly have no footage of wrestling. They can't afford it. So they just use, like, old weightlifting competition photos?
Basically.
And then they go, okay, yeah, he's a big wrestler now. But we never, ever see him wrestle.
That and the competition... that you think would be between two wrestlers where they would wrestle is just weightlifting.
Yeah. Which is his strong suit.
And he loses.
Well, and also, well, because his strength has been taken away there.
Yes,
by
of course.
Zeus. But even without his strength.
No, by Zeus's wife.
Nemesis?
Nemesis. But even without
his
strength, he still has a lot of strength.
He lifts 750 pounds, right?
Yeah,
By the way, they took away his strength, but yeah, that's good. If I could bench, like, just cold lift 750, I'm happy with that.
Well, the following his strength was a thing that I was confused by. Because going back to this board on the docks.
Yeah.
I think the board on the docks does open it up for a lot of discussion. Go ahead.
I was like, Hercules should be able to push these guys over on the thing, right?
Yeah.
But I understand there was a lot of stunt tricks on the docks of hitting guys over onto the thing.
Yep. Guys' heads together.
Yes, knocking guys' heads together. And then the bear, being able to beat up a bear. And then the only difference in showing he's weak is this 250 pounds. He can't lift 1,000 pounds.
Right. That was the height of his weakness. Like, you would think... that he would get attacked. Like, that's the only time he's weak. And correct me if I'm wrong, the end fight scene in the cardboard factory, he's
I got there. Great news, boss. I got us a final location. Yeah. What do we got? Please tell me steel mill. a cardboard factory.
He'll be throwing cardboard boxes and cardboard tubes.
Those tubes. Well, you say it though, Abby, because when I saw him push that board and all those guys go flying, I did have the thought, like, I think I could do that.
Exactly, me too. So I was like, why is this so hard for Hercules?
Right, and why is this the sort of, you know, example of his great strength?
Yes, well, you would think that if Hercules, because Hercules does punch a lot of mortals, at which point I would think their heads would detach from their bodies. Yes. That should be what happens.
He still seems like he's struggling on the boat. He's not taking them down with one punch.
No,
they're getting back up.
But then he does stuff which I also can't figure out. Like, why does he, like, grab onto the dock lift, the dock worker's forklift? Why does he do that? Why does he stop that forklift? And the guy's like, hey, what are you doing? Let it go. And he's like, I like your chariot. Where's the horses? And he's like, hey, guy, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he's just holding for, I don't know why. And then he just lets it go like, ha, 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 ha. Why?
But at the moment of his weakness,
yeah,
he does this thing that I loved, which is this.
Oh,
an all shucks moment.
And amazing. And over.
It was incredible.
It's the best.
Right. When he loses the match, he really gets upset in that all.
Yes. Just like Tommy Wiseau. This is a Wiseauian performance.
I mean, he invented the Wiseau. The fight in the cardboard factory, then, I guess the chariot race leads to that. He gets caught up with these mobsters who take Pretzi out of the picture. The mobsters are making a lot of money on weightlifting.
You know, and wrestling.
But they also had a lot of money on this weightlifting competition.
Yes.
So, and then it seemed like everyone from their crew was going to take them down.
Yep.
There seemed about 20 or 30 of them at the end. And they're chasing him through the city. He steals a chariot from, like, a strong man? I don't know, like, what that guy was doing with
a
chariot.
Unclear.
Just a guy with a chariot in New York City who's stopping to get a hot dog.
It's New York. Yeah, there's a chariot on every corner. Don't worry about it. It's New York.
Which leads to your favorite moment in the movie, also my favorite moment in the movie, which we'll just show for you guys and we'll kind of... So the chariot has been running through the city. Now, clearly, he stole this chariot from a guy who was getting a hot dog. That's all you need to know for this. Here we go. So, the wheels fall off, just like the movie.
Look at Pretzi run.
Monster go with my chariot. I want my chariot. You will be seeing that moment in Broad City Season 3.
I wrote down best
be the only ones
joke
that
in the movie. It is like a moment of clear genius.
Yes.
It's like, yes, this hot dog vendor is so intent on getting that sauerkraut. He's like, I will not. Like, he has no invested interest in the chariot or this race.
Nope.
But he literally ran miles with sauerkraut on a fork to deliver it. Does not worry about anything. That is a great moment. That is a great moment.
This
a great
whole thing
shot.
Feels like a Benny Hill sketch.
Yeah.
With crazy bouzouki music in place of yakety sax. Like, you could play this whole thing and just
And why is, and again, to go back to the chariot, it looks like a Tarzan man.
Yep.
In a chariot, so it's not necessarily connecting. Shouldn't
it
just like a Greek kind
of... It looks like Crispin Glover.
He does.
In a Tarzan costume. His dick's really just, like, right there.
It's kind of puffed out.
Yeah.
and all 8-yard lines.
I auditioned for the hot dog vendor.
By the way, I respect.
I even wore my
best dressed hot dog vendor in New York.
That's when New York hot dog vendors knew how to dress. Not like the semi-homeless that are giving us hot dogs now.
But I think the hot dog vendor and Pretzi, like, they are selling pretzels and hot dogs, but they are
men of honor.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're lacking something in their life. They need to chase after these weird men.
Yeah. Ooh, I would love a movie that's based on these two dudes.
Yeah. I want to play a game with you guys. I want to play this.
What if this right here had been a scene from Tarzan in New York? And there was a whole other movie that took place concurrent. Like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Together.
So this was the only scene they shared.
It's also weird that Hercules, I mean, maybe it's not weird, I don't know, but he doesn't ever think to just run. Like, he's got...
Or fly away, which he can do.
Although I don't know if he can do it.
He has no powers.
Oh, right now he's depowered. I'm sorry.
But still.
By the way, and again, just to talk about, they're tearing up Central Park. I mean... That was like, someone's like, yeah, fuck it, I don't care, shooting there. Drive cars, put a horse there.
Oh, this is when Central Park was basically like New York's toilet bowl, I think.
Yeah, they got the Central Park location for 2 bags of heroin.
two bags of tea.
The tea is silent though, E. All right, here's the deal. You like Netflix, right? What if there was a Netflix for magazines? Guess what? There is. It's called Next Issue. Basically, what you do is you pay one price and you get every magazine. All right, the most up-to-date magazines on the newsstand delivered to your phone or tablet. Check it out now. Go to nextissue.com/bonkers. That's B-O-N-K-E-R-S for your free trial. It's convenient. All your magazines, all the time. Incredible value. Only $9.99 a month. And you can share it with 5 people. Plus, you get a 30-day free trial and there's no commitments. You can cancel at any time. You get popular titles too. You can binge read all your favorite magazines. I'm talking about EW. You can find out all about Mad Max. There's actually a great article about that in the new EW. Then you got Kendall Jenner on the front of GQ talking maybe about Bruce Jenner. You got to read it. There's also a great article in ESPN this month, and I'm going to mispronounce his name, but it's 2 months on the road with Jameis Winston. It's awesome. A really good article. Check that out. So basically, there's no reason not to do it. It's cheap, it's easy to get, and you can stay up to date on everything without spending an arm and a leg at the newsstand. Because guess what? Newsstands don't even really exist. So go to nextissue.com/bonkers. Sign up today for your free trial. That's a $15 savings. This is a great deal, but it's only available if you go to nextissue.com/bonkers. Sign up today. Guys, Netflix, magazines, do it. So here's my game. Here's my game for you guys. I'm going to play you a clip. You tell me what Arnold Schwarzenegger is saying. This is for the big, this is the big come to Zeus moment. Here we go.
Mighty Zeus has more wisdom than Hercules. He knew better what is best for him.
Mighty Zeus.
Mighty Zeus.
Well, let's see what you guys think. Anyone know?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Oh, gobbledygook.
I'm going to play it one more time.
Mighty Zeus has more wisdom than Hercules. He knew better what is best for him.
What was best for him?
He knew better what was best for him.
Right. Father
he
of
has
Hercules.
More wisdom. Let's take a look at the British version. Here we go. So here we go. And get a full explanation.
Mighty Zeus has more wisdom than Hercules. He knew better what is best
for him. There you go.
He knew. Oh boy, this movie is for. Wait, do you have Mercury?
Don't know if I have a Mercury.
Okay.
Clip. Yeah. No.
Did anybody? Okay.
I could really show this entire movie.
I have a question for the audience. Did anybody think that Mercury sounded like anybody else? I wish we had a clip. The guy playing Mercury sounds exactly like Adam Scott.
Before Adam Scott was born?
Yes.
Oh, one quick thing, and then I'm going to go to the audience to get some questions in here. Did anyone notice what was weird when they sent Samson down to the fight?
He had short hair?
Anyone? Yes, Samson's from the Bible, not Greek mythology.
Yeah.
No one was doing the fact-checking on that one. Yeah, send out Samson.
Send
Noah, too. Get Noah involved.
Get all the strong men. Anybody who's strong from any kind of mythology. Send Thor down. I don't know.
By the way, why at the end of the movie, Zeus does travel to the mortal land.
He flies as a Hasidic man. Yes.
On the planet of him. Yes.
Yeah. He flies down. Like he's.
But does he go down because it sounded fun?
Yes.
And was it fun?
Yeah. Well, he gets all like jazzed up by like, I want to go have a horny adventure, because that's what Zeus does. Zeus goes to Earth. He fucks a bunch of Earth broads, has a bunch of children, some of whom gestate in his thigh. It doesn't matter. And then he has all these. That's why Juno. Although Juno is not his wife. Isn't Hera his wife?
Hera's his wife.
Who's Juno? Is she... Okay, guys, I'm going to need you to elect a spokesman.
Ellen
is
Page.
Is she a Roman
Ellen
god?
Ellen Page is Juno.
Guys, you need to stop freaking out. I understand 2/3 of you were classics majors. And you need for us to know how smart you are, but relax.
All right, I'm going to come to the audience for some questions. Here we go. Sir, I'm going to start with you. All right, when the microphone comes to you, you can talk out loud. All right, so here we go. In your best Schwarzenegger say, I am Hercules. Say I am Hercules, then your real name, and then your question. Here we go.
I am Hercules.
Right.
Really good. Really good.
My name's Rick. And do you think the wheel falling off in the chariot scene was deliberate or completely accidental?
Oh, great question.
Great question.
Interesting.
I feel like everything in this movie was accidental.
Yeah.
Like, and that chariot lasted way longer than they thought. All right. Okay, sir, you got your best Hercules. And then, and if you're back here, come to me. So here.
I am Hercules.
Yeah. Good. Really good.
That was not good. My name's Brett. I was just wondering, they shot a lot of scenes during the day, but made them nighttime. And the editing person was terrible at doing that. Why?
Yeah, there's one scene when Mercury visits him in that room. Those curtains are like bound to the wall. It's like, that was clearly daylight.
And Pluto says, you can tell by how dark it is out. And it's clearly like daytime.
Light, yeah. And then in the middle of their conversation, Hercules is like, I'm going to take a shower. And starts to undress with Mercury and Prezi in the room, which is... weird.
Here's a question. How many days did this movie take place over?
Oh, wow. Ooh.
1 week or 4 years?
Yeah.
All right, your best Hercules, your name, your question.
I'm Hercules.
Really good. Right. Really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? Half of that line is dudes who are like, I've got a pretty good Hercules impression. I'll think of a question while I'm online.
Okay, my question's about Prezi, who actually is famous. He was Top Cat, he was in Courage the Cowardly Dog, but he was also in the movie Ghost Dad. Like, and he played almost the exact same role. He would just...
In the Bill Cosby movie, Ghost
Bill
Dad?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, huh. Ghost Dad, directed
that
by...
That late,
Sidney
so
Portier.
He's still alive in, like, the 80s.
Courage the Cowardly Dog was 2002, so he's around.
Wow.
And so... My question is...
Wait, he's still alive?
All right, so my question is...
You just said he was alive in 2002.
No, Prezi died in 2002. Is that what you said?
He played a character
2009?
In 2002.
Okay, that was the last time we saw him. Okay.
Got it.
Anyway, my question is, do you think Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier were sitting around watching this movie... just looking at like that guy. That's the guy who we need in our movie reacting to our ghost effects.
So you want us to analyze the thoughts of Bill Cosby?
Yes, I do, sir.
I just want to make sure that's the question you're asking right
what
now.
What was Bill Cosby thinking in casting? We'll never know. I did hear he took a meeting with the actress in this movie, though.
Oh!
Too soon. Gotta wait for another 40 people to come out.
Too soon.
Let's get some ladies. If you're a lady, you can come to the front of the line. All right, come over here. Ladies.
Ladies, come on.
I do want to say that I think that Pretzi did a great job.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ladies just jumped. Holy shit. Paul, are you okay?
Wow.
Look what just happened.
In the microphone.
Look what just happened.
Ladies.
Bitches, relax.
We're going to have to go back to some guys in a second, too. All right, here we go. Your best Schwarzenegger. Your question.
I am Hercules.
Really good.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I just wanted
to hold the mic.
Really grabbing at that mic, Amanda.
I mean, maybe I like to hold it this close.
All right,
is that okay?
Amanda,
so
we're gonna need you to let go of that mic.
My question is, you guys have not addressed the fact that this looks like
what?
A low-budget porn.
Oh boy.
Towards
Amanda.
The end of it, like, I just kind of want to know your thoughts on that.
Okay, do you watch a lot of low-budget porn, Amanda? Go back to your seat.
Go back, Amanda. All right. We have a lot of ladies now. We gotta go.
Ladies, we don't all have to grab the mic. Okay?
We're gonna get to a lot of you. We're gonna get to a lot. Here we go. Not everybody, but a lot. Here we go.
Paul, if you need help, you just let us know.
I was a little scared.
If you feel uncomfortable or scared.
I was a little scared there. All right.
Yep.
Your best Hercules.
But I love that all you did was say, like, how about some ladies? Next thing you know, you're drowning in titties. What's going on?
It really was.
You just have to yell that in a crowded place.
I'm going to try that later.
Best Hercules.
That was adorable.
Get ready for it.
I am Hercules.
Good. You know what? We're going to figure out who's going to ask this next question. That's great. Somebody's showing me a picture, which we'll not read on the podcast, but it's of a turtle with glasses, and it looks like Pretzi. Send that to us.
That girl gets it.
The best Hercules impression gets to ask this next question. Here you go.
You already did yours. Do it one more time.
I am Hercules.
Shit. I am Hercules.
That's terrible.
I'm Hercules.
That is terrible.
Oh.
Okay, terrible.
That was good.
I am Hercules.
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 I could do this for an hour. Just girls saying I am Hercules is legit one of the most erotic things I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that was tough. They're all very good.
Really?
I like the
Well, do you want to just speed through their questions?
Yeah, here we go. Speed through your questions. Here we go. Boom.
So, Pretzi, we don't know his last name at all, I don't think.
Do you think his first name is Pretzel?
Not his given name. Pretzi is not his given name.
So, when he's signing the contract, those three goons are like, hey, sign this contract.
Pretzi. The answer, Pretzi.
He either signs it Pretzi
or... P-R-E-T-Z-Y.
Or he just draws a pretzel.
Ooh, he draws a pretzel. I like that. All right,
Pretzi,
your question.
Go to your seat.
Super quick. One
Speed
word.
Round.
Turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks. Go to your seat.
Great.
You're done.
Here we go. We're busting through.
Okay. In the carriage scene, she asks, so do you have a girl at home? And he goes, well, you know how it is. And she goes, no. And they just move on. So are we just assuming that Hercules is a slut and she's okay with it?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. The answer, yes. Because, by the way, she's two-timing her boyfriend.
That's right.
So she gets it.
All right. Guy, let's go to a guy for a second.
All right, so my question, I wanted to know what you guys thought about the mobsters. I know we touched on
that. The mobsters?
They drive station wagons. That is not a mobster car.
And don't have guns.
Just cigars.
Don't have guns.
They're ready to duke it out at a moment's notice. All right, here we go. Joey, all right.
If you've asked your question, sit down.
Do your Hercules and then talk about John Candy.
It's going to be hard without moving my face to do it appropriately.
Move your face then, weirdo.
I don't know why. I didn't say him not to move his face.
Oh, what?
I didn't never told him not to move his face.
Yeah, so feel free. Oh,
yeah,
so
you're putting
for all future Hercules impressions, feel free to move your face.
He doesn't move his face, so why should I?
Oh, right, here we go.
I hate you.
Question revoked.
Question revoked.
Ha ha! All right. Wait. What do you mean? He's very impassioned. What do you mean?
Oh. This is a subject of internet debate that I want you to clarify. Oh. Is John Candy in this movie? In that very first scene when he's shaking his fist in, like, right in front of the camera at a man hanging off of the ship, that is... 50% of Google searches say yes, John Candy. 50% say no.
Okay, we're going to settle this right now. Sit down.
All right.
I need to know.
We have moved on.
The John Candy debate will never be solved.
We know.
Yes.
We're not telling.
This was, by the way, telling people to get out of their seats was a terrible idea.
By the way, you have been
terrible idea.
Bobbed.
We'll not do
for
this again.
For those of you listening at home, Paul is currently being attacked.
I'm in a sea of people.
Well, see, the difference between New York and L.A. is L.A.
Nobody wants to get out.
Nobody. New York, everybody's like, I need to fucking talk.
I love it.
You know what this show needs? Me talking into a microphone.
Who here? We're going to do two more questions. Who believes in their questions? So, everyone. In L.A., hands go down.
Okay.
Here, hands
Paul,
go up.
We got a speed round.
All right, we got a speed round.
Round.
Speed round. Speed round. Here we go.
Okay, so the
pull out your phone.
Yeah, the IMDb description says that Hercules is sent to Earth where he finds true love.
I already hate it. Sit down.
No, you gotta get.
From here on in, the question's gotta be real quick.
Really? It's gotta.
Is the true love that girl or Pretzi?
Great question.
Okay, hang on.
Great
hang
question.
Hang on. June?
Pretzi.
All right.
Moving on.
I'm trying.
The man in the bear suit or Nick Cage in the bear suit in Wicker Man, who wins in a battle?
Okay, sit down.
Pretzi, by the way, is going to Brooklyn to buy his pretzels and then returning to the docks to sell them.
Don't we think the docks are in Brooklyn? Are we on the Red Hook docks? What docks are we at? Queens? Is he in Queens?
You're in Central Park 2 seconds later.
I will say that my favorite line in the movie is, he goes, these pretzels are heaven of the, food of the gods. He goes, oh, that's real funny. That's the name of the bakery that I get it from.
By the way, I enjoyed that whole scene in the cab ride about Apollo.
All right, one more question, because we got okay. All right, I'm going to go to you.
Given that this movie came out in 1969, what did the characters of Mad Men think of it when they saw it?
A very good question. I was thinking about that today, as a matter of fact.
Well done.
Everyone sit down.
Well done. You guys are all great. You guys, everybody who didn't get to ask
the
question.
Who was the polite guy who had a real passionate question? You did. Come here. Because you didn't get up once, and you raised your hand. Here you go. Your Hercules impression and your question, it better be good.
He's from L.A. So that's what somebody said. He's from L.A. Yeah, New York rules.
I am Hercules.
Really good.
Good.
That's really good.
Nobody mentions what the hell happens to Samson and the other guy after they're just left with the fucking mobsters.
They just fly off. Boosh. They fly out of there.
There you go. That's for you.
Well done.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Great.
Great work, everybody.
Great questions.
Sit. Guy. Hey, guy.
That line. Hey. That line was scary.
We see you. We see you in the front row standing up. We see you.
Yeah.
You all fucking right. Dummy. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna stand up in the front row and wave to my friends in the back. Like, can you believe it? I'm up in the front. Quick, take a picture of me.
Guys, I told
you. Everyone's
I will
this
give
way.
You the cue to take the picture. The cue will be great. It'll be great. All right, so obviously we had an opinion about this movie, but there are some people that disagree. These are second opinions.
Second opinions.
These are opinions that five-star reviews culled from Amazon about Hercules in New York. Okay. Hot dogs, Pretzi, and airplanes. What can I say? The title says it all. Hercules, a strong young man looking to find his purpose in life, being judged by his father. Well, this doesn't make grammatical sense. Being judged by his father is hard enough, so he moves to New York and creates havoc in the big city. The hot dog vendor scene is the best. I would pay 300 yen to see that again. The guy chases the horseman, and it goes, bog. It's awesome. Bog. 5 stars. I don't know why the bog is in there. This is another good one. This is from Arnold Fan.
love Arnold.
Which one? Yeah.
This film will make you appreciate why Arnold Schwarzenegger is the greatest and still is the greatest of all time. His phenomenal aesthetic mass at 6'1 tall is clearly evident in this film. Most competitive bodybuilders today are between 5'5 and 5'8 and look horrible. 5 stars. This is from Frida Tarvison. This movie is my favorite. I don't like people seeing it as a joke. It's a good film. Arnold first! All in caps. A cool film indeed. Hercules is bored and he wants to go down to New York and he finds it hard to fit in because of his enormous strongness.
It's a real fish out of water story.
My favorite quote in the film is when he talks to the coach and says, I want to show them how to throw the discus. And the coach says, you don't say. And Herc says, I do say. That is great. Another good thing in this film, just pure fighting. No overdriven explosive things like in Eraser or Red Scorpion or Universal Soldier. Not to say it's bad, but sometimes you get tired of those things.
Tired?
T-I-E-R-D. This is a way cooler. 5 stars. And finally, the review is titled, A Cult Film for Bodybuilding Fanatics. This film's a must for those who love bodybuilders. It's actually a comedy, but every 5 minutes or so, you get to see Arnold take off a piece of clothing and flex. This is his first film, so his bod is much more beautiful than any other film. You'll never see a more beautiful male body in any film. 5 stars.
Wow.
And that is a second
And
opinion.
That user's name was Creepy Weirdo, right?
Anything that we didn't cover that you guys feel like we need to talk about?
I mean, there's so much.
John Candy, did we talk about that?
John Candy!
It's not John Candy. It's not John Candy. You're being fat racist.
You're being weightist. Pretzi, the whole conversation. I love when they get, this is just like highlights that we didn't get to. They get in the cab on the docks. They drive, they do the whole scene before the cab driver goes, where are you going? They've been, and he goes, oh, we're in Central Park right here. They've already taken the ride without giving him any direction.
And it looks like the sketchiest part of Central Park. I was like, oh, Pretzi will now murder Hercules.
Yep.
You know, I love this other movie. And it reminded me of this, Coming to America.
You know what?
There's a
lot of similarities that you say it.
You're saying in that movie, Arsenio Hall is Pretzi?
Yes. I don't know. It cuts back to the dad, and he's like...
You're right.
There's like a...
I think there's a lot of similarities, but to June's point, he goes out of his comfort zone. He works at McDowell's.
Right.
Here, it would just be like the prince just beating people up.
Yes.
Yeah.
My last stray thought is, do you think Pretzi was nicknamed Pretzi or started calling himself Pretzi?
Nicknamed. I bet dock workers were like, hey, Pretzi. Like, because he's been there for years and they never bothered to learn his name.
I think it's like this. I think he's like, somebody buys a pretzel from him. He goes, hey, and if you want, you can call me Pretzi, because I sell pretzels. I'm the pretzel guy. Pretzi,
like
Pretzi. He's like, all right, man, thank you. I think he's giving it to himself and forcing it on other people.
Wow.
I'm Pretzi. Pretzi's the pretzel guy. That's how you remember me.
That bums me out so much.
Pretzi, when the mobsters show up to threaten Pretzi and are like, you better sign this contract, Pretzi. That scene also very sad for Pretzi.
He's drinking and shaking so much.
Oh.
The director of this film was asked,
why?
To your point,
why
early
did you
on,
do this? Why
paid...
did you do this to us? How dare you? This is a war crime.
He was paid.
He was asked, is it a war crime to have done this movie?
Yeah.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Have you no honor, sir? These are all questions he was asked.
He was paid $1,000 a week to direct and said, are you surprised that Schwarzenegger ever worked again after this movie? And he said, yes, very.
That's what I mean. The idea that this performance exists from a man who is responsible for many of the highest grossing movies of all time is...
Sorry, that was
shocking.
Me.
Is shocking.
I think.
And a governor.
But
and
I think
a married
if
a Kennedy.
You watch it very closely, there are glimpses of an actor in there. And I actually, I do think, I mean, of course it's a troubled performance, but there are moments, and I think you saw them too, there are moments where you see this like beautiful open face. And you want to cast him again.
Can I ask this question? Is it fair to say that most movie stars, like the biggest of biggest movie stars, you're going to see them and their personality, and I think that that's what shined through here. It wasn't about the acting. You want to see a Will Smith movie.
Yeah, you're seeing the inherent
Tom Cruise.
Charismatic whatever that lies beneath. Got it. Okay,
he's
maybe.
He's got it. He's got it.
Really? Because he like has a dead eyes and a placid face. He appears to be a buffoon.
This movie was made in 1969. He just released a low-budget indie movie where he plays the father to a zombie daughter.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
Yep.
Nonstop.
Yeah. Still
Man,
doing it.
God bless. This guy is the American dream, even though he's
yes. Oh, for sure. For sure he is. It's unbelievable
nice
what
applause.
He's accomplished. Some applause for the American dream?
Yeah. America, indeed.
No, because you know why? America. You know why it doesn't get applause? Because this is New York, and New York is like, no, New York, fuck America.
I think we'd all agree that you would say, watch this movie, right?
Yes.
Watch this,
watch it. Watch this movie, just for Pretzi alone.
Well, thank you guys for being here. But before we go, you can take your pictures now. But as you're taking your pictures, anything that anyone wants to plug, we can do a plug line there.
I just I put a bunch of stuff up on Craigslist.
Like good
side
stuff.
Tables and some lamps and stuff. So just check it out.
Oh yeah, we'll give you a good pose. We'll pose as we are letting you guys take pictures.
I'm really going to fuck it up for people who are trying to take pictures. I'm going to be much taller than everybody.
I would like to plug my new web series called Sheer RL, which is, which is recreations of MTV's TRL. And there you go. Terry Crews as Diddy, Brett Gelman as Marilyn Manson, Kumail Nanjiani as Mariah Carey, and a lot more.
Yes.
June?
I will plug the Netflix show I'm on, Grace and Frankie, which is out and see it now. It's really great.
And Jason?
Well, you can just...
By the way, I wanted to ask you about this in all earnestness. Are you still in The Dictator?
I honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
You haven't seen
I've
it
I've got to
a
check
while.
It out. I okay. haven't seen the cut that's up on Netflix now. But I really don't know.
Okay, that's a good... All right, so we'll get to the bottom of that for the maybe in the mini episode.
But just, you know, follow me on Twitter.
Okay, great. Oh, are you on Twitter now?
Not on Twitter, guys.
Oh, jeez. Abby, what's your name on Twitter?
It's just my name.
There you go. You can follow her, too.
Did it early on. Not very clever.
No, I'm just my name, too.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Cool, great.
Jason's not on it.
No. Not
June,
on.
And you are what?
At Ms.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
June.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Be cool, June.
Don't worry, I'll get half her money. Look at that. Boom, it's right there. Ms. June Diane. A big thank you to Avril Halley, who cut all these amazing clips. Our researcher, Nate Kiley. Dave, who's up on the board. Everybody here at Irving Plaza.
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter, though.
Show. At HDTGM. That's all the initials. How did this get made? And if you have a correction or omission, put it on the Earwolf board, and we'll read it in the mini episode. Thank you guys for coming. The best outro of all time. Give it up for Abby Jacobson. She was amazing. Give it up, Jason Mantzoukas, June Diane Raphael. Thank you guys so much.
Great work, New York.
Good night.
New York City.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.